Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It is the 22nd. Of July. We are coming to you live out of beautiful Niceville, Florida, and thank you everybody for tuning in to Primarily Paranormal right here on GGRM Radio. We've got my co-host with me tonight, Mr. Bob Weber.
Glad to be here. Man in the switchboard, man in the chat room, always glad to be here with you.
Oh,
doing
absolutely.
That.
And it is a blistery, scary, spooky, rainy night.
It's boogery.
That's
as
the word.
Like
is
say,
that the word?
It's boogery.
We have got such a wonderful guest tonight coming out of Hudson, New Hampshire, from NH Ghost Paranormal.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the founder of it.
That's right. And his name is Mr. Pete Donovan.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to tell you what. Now, I have followed him, not stalking, but have followed him on Facebook and his website for a good while now. And I've got to tell everybody out there and anyone that knows me, I do not play around with this sort of work. This guy is a no-nonsense individual straight shooter. Do we have Pete online already?
We do. I'm just posting a couple things in the chat room for our guests there.
All right.
But yeah, let's bring, without any further ado, we'll bring on Mr. Pete Donovan. Now, Pete, just to let you know, is the founder of NH Ghost and is a local nonprofit paranormal investigation group that is available in person to persons or businesses that are looking for answers relating to the paranormal activity. They founded the group in 2010. So without any further ado, there's Pete. Hey, Pete, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Tina. How are you?
Doing good. So excited. You accepted our invitation to come on to the show, and I've got to say, you know, for individuals out there, you are an individual that does investigations, and you do not charge, correct?
No, we do not charge at all. There's no need to.
Fantastic. It's been very, very important to me for close to 30 years. Never have charged. Bam! A brother paranormal investigator that does not charge. And can I ask you why, real quickly?
Well, I don't know. No one's really ever asked that question. I just believe that it's, you know, humans and spirits, when they died, you know, they didn't charge for anything, you know. And I don't know. There's no money really in this field, and finding answers should be free. So it, you know, it's just totally... I think it's nonsense that people do charge for it, and there's just really no need for it. So
cool. You passed the first test. Let's go. Very good. Very, very good. Bob?
Yeah, well, Pete, yeah, you formed the group in 2010. Were you a member of a group prior to that, or when did you get your interest into the paranormal?
No, I actually, you know, I didn't have any really solid interest in the paranormal. I watched the shows like I'm sure everybody else. And, you know, it took, I lived in a haunted house in my early 20s with my brother. And the room I was staying in, the lady of the house did die in it. So, but we did hear noises and stuff. Didn't really think of it too much until my father died 3 years ago. And like 6 months after he died, I had a personal experience with him where I was actually seeing him and I felt him around me. So ever since then, I've just been constantly looking for answers. So I started it with a friend of mine, Paul, who is the co-founder. He's not with the team any longer, but him and I started out just the two of us. And then I branched out with a few other people. And now we have a solid team of eight very eager individuals. And we're just a very close-knit family and a nice good group. So,
you know, one thing that we hear with a lot of the different paranormal investigators and their teams, they talk about, you know, their group being a family. Mm-hmm. And I really like that, you know, because obviously Tina and I are married, so we are a family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think that's so important, you know, because family, no matter what, thick and thin, you know, everyone's got each other's back. Is that how you all approach it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I personally handpicked like everybody on the team. So we, you know, we don't play around at all. I mean, we have some pretty strict rules and, you know, but like three or four of us go out every week. We hang out just on the social setting. You know, we go out, go out to dinner and whatnot. I mean, this past Friday, we just all went out to the movies together. So, you know, we have each other's back. So
what movie did you see?
We saw The Conjuring.
Oh!
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, like I'm sure the rest of America did, you know, on Friday. So.
Yep, yep. Was thumbs up for you or thumbs down?
Oh, it was, if I had four thumbs, it'd be way up. So it was.
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
You know.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
yeah,
that was
definitely way
another
up
husband-wife team.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure was. It sure was. You know, I will never speak for anybody out there but myself. You know, years ago I went, I think it was called Paranormal
Activity.
Years ago, a group of us went up my paranormal team years ago before I came up here to North Florida and we watched the program. And I'm going to tell you, I do not go watch this stuff. As a clairvoyant, I will not go watch his stuff. I mean, and I do. It's like, oh, no. I live it. I don't want to watch it, you know, like in a situation like that. But Lorraine Warren and her husband, now, to be quite frank with you, what do you feel about, in which I'm sure your ideas and your feelings change from Ghost Avengers to Ghost Hunters to these different teams that are on television. Personally, myself, which I may upset a lot of people out there, this is the foundation of why a lot of us do what we did. I've been doing it for close to 30 years.
Yep.
And then when they came along, it was like, okay, bam, let's go with it. You know, it
yeah.
really gave me a push. But as far as taking it to such a serious side to where we bash each other and the paranormal and things like that. As far as unity is concerned, we have a website. I don't use the word unity. I use the word, just put it this way. It's called paranormal and it's scientific. I'm a psychic medium and a clairvoyant. And I do believe in the scientific aspect of all of this 100%. What are your feelings about the different programming and how to collect the information you do in a paranormal situation to really validate, to give the future an idea of how to conduct an investigation?
I think, I truly think that it is all about validation. You know, it's, you know, we can't, as investigators and as the team, you know, like you see on the TV shows, you know, we can't get you hyped up and then break to a commercial. You know, it's, we do it real time, you know, and we, we spend a, most of the time on an investigation, like, just trying to disprove stuff. You know, we would always have a knowledge base saying that anything can be disproven, but, you know, if we have validation to back it up, then, I mean, then it definitely makes it something to look into, and, you know, then we go from there, you know, so we go further with it. And, you know, I think everybody is all hyped up on the TV shows that, and they think that anybody can do it, you know, and they watch like three episodes. Yeah, they watch three episodes of Ghost Hunters, and suddenly, you know, they buy a camera and they're catching the orbs and the photos and stuff, and, you know, they're getting a, you know, getting really excited about it. And, you know, we spent the first couple years doing that, getting excited over the orbs and everything, but now we're not against it, but, you know, if we have something to really prove it and everything, if we're getting an orb in broad daylight, you know, like a couple pictures that we captured of, like, these solid pictures of an orb, a spirit orb and everything, you know, I think we're pretty well convinced. But if it's at the daytime and we have all eight of us walking around kicking up dirt and taking pictures of it, obviously, you know, we're not going to say, yeah, it's definitely something spiritual there, you know.
Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah. I mean, orbs is great, but, you know, only if it's validated with other happenings that you're going to capture in a secondary way. But I remember one investigation we did in Crestview. I mean, we had the DVR cameras running, and, I mean, it was just like Orb City. And these were, and we know for a fact
that was a television program that we did do.
Well,
normally, as a rule, we're not, you know, big TV hounds or et cetera. They came and asked us, and we always try to make sure that what we do on television programs, radio shows, and et cetera, that it's a learning setting for everybody involved. And my God, we was in a location that just absolutely blew any expectation that I ever thought about, or the team, television, and the whole nine yards. But I've got to be honest with you. When a person uses the word orb, you know, there's dust, there's pollen, there is pollution, bugs. You know, if you've ever worked in the paranormal long enough, you can start to you figure it out, debunk it. Man, it's bull. But by God, when you see things going into your head and coming out of your head and doing all kind of different things, have you ever experienced anything that has ever projected into you, energy balls or just energy per se?
I don't think as far as energy balls, I don't know. I don't think we've ever had anything really captured on that end. But as far as energies and stuff, a couple of my guys, myself included, we have had our energy used. I don't know if it's primarily against us, but, you know, that has been used to able to communicate and stuff like that. One investigation we did, I think a couple months ago, at a residence in the area we live in, and it was a very interesting place. And I don't know if it didn't like me or something, but I felt just totally different. And I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky, you know, nothing really bothers me too much. To put it mildly, I'm very laid back to everything. So when I'm feeling down and I immediately just want to start bawling my eyes out, I know that something's up.
Oh,
and,
very.
Yeah, so we were in this bedroom, like three of us were in this bedroom, and we were just sitting there. We were actually just doing EVPs, and I suddenly just felt a huge energy, and I actually got pushed. So, it was very intense for me, and I actually got to the point where we don't use provocation at all in any sense whatsoever.
We do not.
No, there's no need, but we do egg them on a little bit as far as we try to get them, try to get them motivated. You know, they were motivated as humans, so we can motivate them as spirits as well. So, you know, I got really mad, and I went back up, and kept saying, I want to know who's touching me, I want to know who pushed me, you know, and a little bit later, I had two scratches down the base of my spine. So, on the energy, I tend to, the longer I've been doing this, I have been able to open up my energy just a little bit more because I want them to use it to be able to just to communicate, not for anything else. You know, I don't want it to jump into my body and, you know, go
home
with me. But, you know, but to able to use my energy to be able to communicate to, you know, help me find an answer to a question or something like that, you know.
Absolutely. Hey.
Yeah,
we're going to have to go to a real quick commercial break. Everybody out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back here at GGRM.
Our guest tonight is Pete Donovan, the founder of NH Ghost out of, which, oh, I forgot your city. I'm sorry.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Out of New Hampshire.
Out of New Hampshire. Thank you. But at any rate, you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight, and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal. Our guest tonight is Pete Donovan. He is the founder and lead investigator NH Ghost. And we're glad to have him on. But to call into the show, if you have any questions for Pete, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. Or if you're calling in for a psychic mini reading, we do that in the last segment of the show. So make sure you call in, press 1 to let us know. And hang on, but we will get to you in the last part of the show. Same thing with the chat room. You can post it as a private message to WGGM, put your name, date of birth, Be glad to answer those questions. And again, we'll do that in the last segment of the show. So let's get back to Pete and Primarily Paranormal. You're with us, Pete.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay,
oh,
great.
Oh, gosh, this has been so interesting.
I've got a question for you. I'm looking at your website, and your website is www.nhghost.com. And on there, you're saying you're using the latest methods in technology. What sort of methods and technology are you currently using right now?
Well, we use basically everything you see on TV, but just with no, like I said, no commercial breaks or anything like that. But
edit and do the review.
That's a lot of time.
Right. We use cameras and voice recorders. We have a DVR system, and we try to keep up. All of us is actually pretty cool. We all have a technical background, so we use that to
cool.
our advantage. So, we use pretty much whatever we possibly can to make it happen. So.
You know, when you go into an investigation, you know, our team, we go in, you know, naturally, we do the history, we get the information from the individuals, make sure that they fill out a form and to get a good psychological profile on the individuals first, find out the history of the location, longitude, latitude, weather conditions, and then we go in and we do a sweep prior to doing an investigation. You know, and we try to, make sure that electronic, magnetic, we do the whole brush. Is this what y'all do?
Yep, we do. We don't do the longitude and latitude, but we do, we are very extensive on history. We do not go into anything without knowing at least somewhat of a background on it. So we have... We don't delegate anybody as far as doing one certain thing. Everybody, I always leave it to whoever wants to be comfortable doing something, they can do it.
Do you have a historian that works for you?
What's that?
Do you have a historian, or how do you go about collecting your information for a location?
It's actually really funny. One of our newer guys is actually a postman in Nashua. Yep. So he gets us a lot of stuff, and as far as history and everything, and Nashua, where we actually most of us are all based, is rich in history. So we are working on a few buildings to check out and stuff like that. So, the history part of it is definitely very important for me, because I don't want anybody going in there with without knowing at least someone's name or anything that happened in there. So,
Jerry,
why don't you take a moment and talk about the members of your team, you know, their names and what they do?
Absolutely. Well, it's like Pete, I'm the founder, lead investigator for the team. So I pretty much just, I sit back and let them do all the work. So
there you go.
No, just kidding. No, I go into, the investigations as well. So, but we have Matt, who's our co-lead investigator. He's been he was basically our photographer. He's captured probably our most pretty intense pictures that we've gotten on cases, whether it be public or private. Then we have Brianna, who is really good with EVPs. You know, as well as investigating. Everybody has all great investigative skills one way or another. And we have Kayla, who's also a great investigator as well. She captures great EVP and stuff. And then we have Sean, who is one of our newest guys, and he's great as well. And we have Fred, who's our postal worker, basically our historian. So, but he's one of our new guys. He does great as well. I think that's everybody. Oh, and we have Angela, who's one of our newest members. She's also great, too. So everybody has, like, an eagerness about the paranormal, and that's what we love. So we're not out to get famous or anything like that. So We don't want to be on sci-fi or anything like that, but we all have a knowledge base of just a little bit of everything, whether it be scientific, technical, or just anything. I mean, people that talk a lot tend to want to be in the field, so we use that to our advantage. And like I said, all of us have a real technical background. I have a radio broadcasting degree, so I use that. And
got the perfect face for radio.
Same with me. And I'm actually a full-time wedding DJ. So
I've seen his work. You do some beautiful, beautiful work out there.
Oh.
But real quickly, let's get back. Absolutely. I have seen some of your work, and I must say, I've done weddings myself, and I'm not bragging, but I've got to tell you, I've enjoyed it for many years. Weddings on the beach and getting things like a lot of different scenarios. But the one thing I wanted to ask you, in your group, does anybody have any kind of a medical background?
I actually do. I was an EMT for about 5 years.
Cool beans. So you're able.
Yeah. What's
so
that?
If anything was to ever occur in a situation, you have the ability to see if a person is going into shock or the difference, if something was to be an energy or a spirit or fatigue was to happen, you understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not at a practicing EMT anymore, but I still have the knowledge base and everything, so it works out. So, if we have a zero tolerance policy with anybody that is on drugs or under the influence of anything, you're not even going to bother hanging with us. So, we've had some pretty bad apples that joined the team, and then we have quickly probably gotten rid of them quicker than they wanted to join. So. But we've had people fake evidence, and it's just pointless having them. So,
on your website, which is www.nhghost.com, there's a section called Gallery where you can actually listen to some of the EVPs that you caught and see some of the videos. I took the opportunity this afternoon to listen to those and watch that. So you caught some good stuff there. So congratulations on that.
Thanks. Yeah, the recorders, I think, are probably the most verifiable piece of equipment that you can use, because, you can't really do anything in the field to manipulate it. I mean, you can probably after, but, I just think it's probably the best communication tool that you can have. So.
There you go.
But we're up against another break, but when we come back, we're talking to Pete Donovan, the lead investigator and founder of NH Ghost out of New Hampshire. We're going to talk to him about his early days and what his first experience was. So get ready for that, Pete. We'll be right back. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network, WGGM, here on Blog Talk. And to call into the show for questions for Pete, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. Or if you're looking for a psychic mini reading, we do that in the last portion of the show. Dial the same number and press 1. And don't forget to visit our website, which is www.misstena.com, MISSTENA.com. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight, and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISS
PTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com.
And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal. And we're going to bring Pete right back on. I'm going to ask him the question I always like to ask all investigators that get into the paranormal.
You do it, Bob.
I love this question.
Go ahead.
Pete, what was your very first paranormal experience that you can ever remember that really kind of shook you?
I'm trying to think. Probably the experience with my dad. It was I can't really explain it. You know, I mean, I can, but like where it came from, and it was just like how it happened, just around the time period of my life at that moment and everything. It was you know, it was so surreal, you know, and you know, it was so It was very intense. I mean, I was scared to death when it happened. And, you know, since then, I still get a little scared about it, you know, because I still want to find out how that happened. And, you know, it was just really very intense for me. It was definitely a life-changing experience.
But you indicated earlier, you know, in our interview that you were raised in a haunted house. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I wasn't raised in it. I was temporarily living there with my brother and his family, and it was a childhood home of my brother's friend, and he had bought the house after when the family members died. So the house was on the market. He bought it, and the lady of the house was his friend's grandmother, and she had died in the room I was sleeping in, supposedly.
Oh.
And so we would hear, you know, footsteps up and down the stairs. It was a wooden staircase. And the house wasn't even really that old, honestly. So we would hear footsteps coming up and down the stairs, just little noises, creaks and cracks, you know. And, of course, you don't really think anything of it. So, you know, just because it's the house aging or, you know, the ground settling and everything like that. So we just really kind of shrugged it off. But my brother had set up a webcam, and this was like years and years ago. So it wasn't like the high def cameras that were out now that you can use. But so they were just, you know, very pixelated and everything. So we
20 pixels, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, he set it up, let it record overnight, and, you know, he said he captured something. We heard the footsteps, and then something walked across the camera in the frame. So we watched it over and over and over again. You know, we didn't think anything of it because we didn't really know too much about ghosts and whatnot, if they existed and stuff like that. You know, I thought everything was all far-fetched because of the movies, but... you know, so just shrugged it off. I didn't really think anything of it. And then, you know, the house was sold. I haven't heard anything else since, you know, about it or anything. But, you know, it was just basically what triggered me to get into this field was the experience with my dad. So
you know, when you go out and your team collects evidence from a location, what is it that you do with this evidence? Are you, you know, the one thing that I really find that is failing in the work of the paranormal in reference to the science part of it is, you know, the credibility of it all. You know, mm-hmm. I really truly feel that there needs to be some kind of an institute or a lot of people say, oh, no, it doesn't need to be, you know, brought together as a unit. You know, mm-hmm. I asked about longitude, latitude, ground, the minerals in the ground, the history. I truly believe there needs to be an incredible amount of evidence pulled from one location if it's warranted for a location. Mm-hmm. You're going to go in and do an investigation. And even I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic medium mm-hmm. and a clairvoyant. But I can do all the precog I want to. I'm only as good as my team. But mm-hmm. when I go into a location and I just turn, you know, I turn Bob loose, everybody in the our team loose on a situation. I mean, I go into it. I mean, even though I'm you know, like I said, I've got abilities, but
mm-hmm.
you go into a location, I want the credibility behind it. Evidence, mm-hmm. you cannot dispute evidence. Do
right.
you believe in the future that there is something, I mean, gosh almighty, almost 30 years I've been doing this and trying to get teams together, you know, and compile the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to
yeah.
tell you, it's almost like at a standstill because nobody knows what to do with it. Nobody knows what to do with it. Scientifically, nobody knows. On a, you know, on a stormy, rainy night, you betcha, you're going to get more mm-hmm. EVPs. On a moonlit night, I mean, I'm going by my own theories
mm-hmm.
here and what I have found in locations. I mean, on a full moon, I'll get a few EVPs, but a lot of shadows. I mean, it's,
mm-hmm.
it depends. It really, truly does. What do you do with the evidence? Do you have an idea behind this? What to do with all this evidence to bring it together where, you know, where everybody can come together scientifically to do something with this?
Yeah, I really wish there was, like, something that we can record, like, our feelings by, you know, because we can't document feelings. It's like, oh, well, we got cold. For me, the credibility is if three of us are in the same room and we all have the same feeling, you know, then to me that's credible, you know. But if we have other evidence back up on it, like we captured a shadow, we got a picture, we got an EVP, you know, and stuff like that, then it's more verifiable with us. And the methods we use for documenting are, you know, we all get together, we try to debunk, we try to disprove, oh, well, we have this picture, but, you know, what could it be? You know, we have their resources all over New Hampshire that we have sent pictures to people. You know, we have captured pictures of images in the woods of a cemetery, and we sent it to Fish and Game to see, you know, if it could be compared to a deer or an animal that was captured in the, you know, that was captured in the frame. But, I mean, we get piles and piles of EVPs that we can just, you know, listen to all day. You know, and what we do with it, I mean, we keep it for our records, for our archives, in case something, you know, something else comes up, well, we caught this, and, you know, then we use it. You know, like, oh, we keep capturing this female at a cemetery that we always go to. Well, we only have, like, 4 or 5 EVPs from there, so, I mean, are we going to try to get more? You know, are we just going to leave it alone? Are we going to close it? And stuff like that. You know, we leave all our cases open until every single bit of evidence is captured, is looked over from everyone's point of view. Me, I could say I saw something, but two of my other guys will be like, oh, no, well, that's probably just something else, you know? So
yeah.
We don't really close cases. I mean, we show people what we captured for verifiable, and you know, if it's still something that they're interested in, you know, we'll go back in and do another one. So,
very good, very good. And I got to tell everybody out there, this has been a wonderful, and I hope, Pete, this has been a wonderful show tonight. And thank you for your honesty and your directness. And, you know, I hope you'll keep in contact with us here at Gulf Coast Paranormal on GGRM. And I think you're swell. And I hope you'll consider coming back on.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to.
And why don't you go ahead and give out your website, both for Facebook and for your main website, in a way that people can contact you.
Okay, you can check out the website. It's actually still a work in progress, so bear with us. I run the site on my free time that I have. So, but it's www.nhghost.com. Facebook is facebook.com/nhghost. And you can talk to me personally at 603-966-0740. And our email is nhghostteam@gmail.com.
All right. And anybody out there that would like to talk to Pete, we will refer them back to you. We're out of time. And I've got to tell you, Pete, thank you so much. It was kind of a short notice situation this afternoon. And I got to tell you, you are a true paranormal investigator. Thank you so much for allowing us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And you will be back on soon. I'll tell you that
right
now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe we can have the whole team on next time. So.
You betcha. We'll just have an open. We won't have a round table. We're going to have a square table. I am.
There you go.
There you go.
Everybody, one more time. That was
Donovan.
Pete Donovan, founder and lead investigator from NH Ghost in Hudson, New Hampshire. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight.
Thank you, Pete.
We are going to go do some mini readings, and blessings to you. You be careful out there.
All right, and we're going to approach the last part of our show, which we devote to psychic mini readings. And to do that, and to reach Ms. Psychic Tina Marie, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to have a question. Be ready with your name and date of birth. We'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit
ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal.
And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal, but now the show kind of shifts a little bit.
It does.
It does. Get ready for the shifting, because now we're going to do some psychic mini readings. Of course, if you want a psychic mini reading, dial 347-237-5339, press 1. Make sure you have your name and date of birth ready to go. And to listen to Tina, of course, we do Primarily Paranormal every Monday night at 7 p.m., and we primarily talk about paranormal, plus do some mini readings. But you can catch Tina doing nothing but mini readings during the day at 11 a.m. Central on Tuesday through Saturday on the Psychic Radio Network, and that show is called The Tina Marie Show. Tina Marie Show.
Psychic Tina Marie Show.
But you can find all this information out on our website, which is www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. No I, it's an E for excellent.
Aww.
You're right.
And you know what? Anything that I book on this programming, the money goes right back. A portion goes right back here to GGRM. And real quickly, thanks again to Pete Donovan for coming on the show tonight. That was brilliant.
Absolutely.
Very classy. Oh, yeah, absolutely, for new investigators.
All right, well, we got some callers racked and stacked.
Let's do it.
You ready to do it?
Oh, let's do it.
Get your little pen ready.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Area code 803, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. I need your name and date of birth, please.
My name is Cheryl, and my date of birth is October 27th.
All right, what can I do for you tonight?
My mother cannot find her jewelry in her home, so I need a detective. She has jewelry, and then she, in a separate box, she has her rings. So she cannot find her rings in her home.
All right, take a deep breath. I'm going to go through you. It's in plastic. It's in a plastic bag.
Possible.
Yeah, it is. It's in a plastic bag, and there's other clothes and hosiery, undergarments around it.
So is it in the master bedroom or a guest bedroom?
Oh, I don't know, Sweet Pea. I don't know, Sweet Pea, but let me tell you, I just got to give you the first image that I can give you. There you go.
And again, what we're doing
this is just an example.
This is an example of her work. A psychic meter reading is kind of one question. It's, you know, because it's difficult to go into it into complete detail.
Yeah.
With the time that we have allowed.
Absolutely.
But
look in a plastic bag.
You know, near undergarments and hosiery. So hopefully that helps you, and we hope you find that, Cheryl.
Absolutely.
All right. You ready for our next caller?
Let's go.
All right. Area code 919, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hi, my name is Teresa. My birthday is October 13th.
Hi. How you doing tonight? I love your energy.
Thank you. I'm starting to get it back. I've had vertigo for about 4 days now, so I'm working on getting over that. Yeah.
Sweet Pea, what can I do for you?
I was just kind of curious if there was anything that I needed to know that you're maybe picking up on. I don't know if you need a specific question.
Okay, October 13th?
Yes.
Take a deep breath and just put your face away from the phone.
Okay.
There's something about the desert or Midwest around you. And I feel motion with you, and I feel that you're moving.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope that's not for a few months.
I don't know when it's well, let me tell you, it's going to be seven weeks, 8 weeks out. Yeah, you're moving. But I got to tell you, it's going to be a good thing.
Can you get anything else on that? Because I've been thinking about moving to Austin, but not until the end of the year.
Oh, it's going to be quicker than what you think. Love and light to you. We've got to go to the next caller. You get your yourself together. We got to go to the next caller, sweet pea.
You know, again, to book a psychic mini reading or a full reading, visit our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. Currently, there are two specials running. You've got a 20-minute reading for $35 and a 30-minute reading for $50. That's a great savings off our normal rates, so make sure you take advantage of those.
Absolutely. And anything I book through GGRM, portions go right back into it. We've got to support GGRM.
Now, I don't know if this next caller wants a read-in or not, because they didn't press 1. We'll ask.
All right.
We'll just see if they're listening.
May have a listener.
Just maybe a listener. Area code 618, are you just listening, or do you have a question for Psychic Tina Marie?
Both.
How?
My name is Susan, and my birthday is January the 17th. My question is, I have a very special bracelet that can't be found, and I was wondering if it took a walk or if it's still in my home.
All right, ma'am, take a deep breath and release it away from the phone. It's gone. It's not in the house. And I really feel that there was two people involved with this. Two people know about it. You already knew. Yeah, you knew this before you even called me.
I wanted confirmation. Confirmation.
But you knew this before you even, correct?
Yes. Well, I didn't know two were involved, but I was afraid, and I guess I don't have a chance of getting it returned.
There's always a chance, ma'am. There's always a chance. There's always a chance. But
Well, I appreciate it.
Your gut instinct is right on. Look at the pawn shops around you.
I was hoping it wasn't. I wanted to be wrong.
Well, ma'am.
I really was hoping I was wrong.
But, ma'am, we can go to, seek out the pawn shops around you. I do believe recovery is possible. I truly do.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Susan.
Have a great night.
Right.
We hope it returns back
to
you.
Love and light to you. Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Well, we do have a question out of the chat room.
We got one out of the chat room?
Absolutely.
Cool beans, let's hit it.
This is from Tiffany. Her birth date is 3/7/76. And her question is there a job, there is a job that I applied for, and I wonder if I will get it. 3/7/76. She's asking about a job she applied for.
Yes, but I don't feel, no, I don't get it. No, no, no. But I do see employment for you around September, October. All right. Sorry. Yeah. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm sorry you applied for a job that you're not going to get. I'm not sorry because I feel the next one is going to be cool beanola.
That's right. And right now, if you'd like to call in for a psychic meter reading, we probably have enough time for one more caller. The number is 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But, we got a couple minutes here. We got about 5.5 minutes left in the show.
You know what's so cool about Greater Good Ministry Radio?
What?
Oh, we have got
a lot.
But the love and light that we receive and try to produce here on this programming is through Barbara DeDozier. She's the founder of it. And I've been part of this institute for a long time. And I got to tell everybody out there, please come on over to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Check out all the different hosts, beautiful hosts. We got Gregory Scott, we got Amanda Dow, we got Claudia, so many different individuals. Check out the programming. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, that's not live 24/7. We've got live programming throughout the week.
You betcha.
But you've got access to all the different archives of all the different shows. So you can check that out at ggmradio.com. Make sure you check out the gift shop there and the crystals and the stones and the jewelry and the bookstore, because Reverend B's made a great collection of beautiful items there.
Oh, absolutely. She's been out there getting stones all
week. She's out in New Mexico right now, you know, rock hounding right now as we speak.
You betcha.
You know, restocking her
Angel
jewelry, her store.
Some of the most beautiful stuff you'd ever see.
So, and our chat room person said, okay, thanks.
All right, cool beans. And to everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in tonight here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, primarily paranormal. And thanks to Pete Donovan, and thank you to Mr. Bob Weber.
It's my pleasure. And make sure you visit Tina's website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. Check her out. And make sure you book a psychic reading. Specials are currently running. Just go through it's easy to complete. Just go through PayPal, complete the transaction, takes us back to your website, fill out the contact form, and we will set up that reading for you.
Yeah, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Open for business.
Oh, yep, we're going to be open.
And you've got your own blog talk show at 11 a.m. Central, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 o'clock, the Psychic Tina Marie Show. But you can learn about that, too, on the website. Just click the radio.
www.mistina.com.
And if you have a paranormal situation and you need help and you don't know who to turn to us at gulfcoastparanormal.com. If we can't help you personally, we will find a reputable people like in New Hampshire. We've got two groups
Absolutely.
In New Hampshire that we can refer to you. You know, so contact us. We'll get you in touch with these people.
Over on our site, we do have a page with a lot of great reputable teams.
Absolutely. So we'll be glad to help you there. Tina, anything else you want to bring up? We got about 2 minutes left.
Just love and light to everybody out there, and I really pray that Reverend B, Mrs. Barbara DeDozier, makes it back.
We forgot the big royal announcement.
What's that? Oh, yeah, we have a new baby in England.
A new future king.
People may not like it, but I always did love Diana.
I can't, but.
In English.
This is Kate.
We have a new baby.
This is Kate, not Diana.
Oh, Kate.
Her, Diana's son.
Mm-hmm.
Had a baby.
Yep, a new
but
baby
congratulations,
boy.
Health and happiness to that child. You know, may they be raised normal as normal can be in a royal palace.
Absolutely. But we still want him to be spoiled.
I'm sure.
I really want the little feller to be a little bit spoiled.
I'm sure there's a pony with his name written all over it.
All right, everybody out there, love and light to everybody, and thank you to all into the chat room and that called in tonight, and thanks to Pete Donovan again. All right, we'll be back next week with
Rolling Hills Asylum.
Oh, it's going to be a good
rated
one.
Rated number two on the most haunted list. So we're really excited to have that organization
in America,
and talk about their different, their facility they have to the public.
A lot of history there. A lot of history.
Maybe we can work a free deal out.
Oh, my God. I'm not going.
I'd love to.
You want to?
Hell yeah.
All right. Love and light to everybody out there, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place, right here on GGRM.
No, GGM.
GGM?
Well,
Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Right.
All right.
Visit our website. There's a link. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. And Tina, we'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central for the Psychic Tina Marie Show. So tune in for that.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Love and light. Bye-bye.